This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're looking for fall interns. We need you to come in here and help us. The hours are awesome. You get to, you'll definitely be bitten by the radio bug. Today is National Radio Day.
Yeah.
What a great day to apply. If you are coming into town to go to school and you need an internship for the fall season, fall semester, we could definitely use your help here. Send an email with a resume and a cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. That's UZETTE at radioalice.com. And we would love to have you as part of our little gang here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank, locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So tomorrow, on Wednesday, is when we generally do the Billboard Hot 100. These are, you know, the top songs in the country. So spoiler alert, if you're looking to wait to see who's number one, Lil Nas X will not be number one for 20 weeks in a row.
Finally.
I know. Yep.
I like him all right.
Sure.
But sheesh.
He broke all the records, so who knows when the next person will be to unseat him.
It sounds like you know.
No, I mean to break those records.
Oh.
I do know who's the new number one.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you right now. That's why I said spoiler alert. 19 weeks at the top of the Hot 100. That run is over. And your new number one song is Bad Guy, which is great because for 9 weeks it's been number two.
Mm.
And the song that was keeping it out of there was Lil Nas X. So, you know, lucky Billie Eilish. The song's still hot and even getting hotter.
What did Old Town Road drop to?
Number two, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Actually, a little further.
Oh, did
oh, really?
It? Oh, boy. People just got over it.
Bye.
Well, that'll be a fun thing to get revealed tomorrow. So Billie Eilish is the new number one song in the country. It set a record of its own on its way to the top, spending 9 weeks at number two before taking over. Lil Nas X tweeted, "Congratulations to Billie Eilish. You deserve this." And Billy Ray Cyrus, not bitter about losing the spot either. He said, "Congratulations at Billie Eilish. Well-deserved. Your persistence paid off. Thanks, everybody. It was a hell of a ride."
Mm-hmm.
Eilish, who is 17, is the first artist born in the 2000s to have a number one song on the Hot 100 chart.
Oh.
So congratulations. In fact, I think she had broken some other records, like the first top 10 hit of someone born in the 2000s.
Rad.
I know. It's great. So at 17, she's the first. Well, she's 17. So when was she born? Like maybe 02?
Yeah.
Something like that. She was the first artist born in the 2000s to have a number one song on the Hot 100 chart. So congratulations to her. Boy, we're making history in
she
music
was born
these days.
December 2001.
Oh, there you go. And then, you know, Lil Nas X goes on to talk about how grateful he is and says some very nice words. "Did I know it would become the longest running number one song of all time? No. But I am so thankful that this blessing has been placed upon me. The song has changed my life and the way I see the world around me in less than a year."
Now you got to do it again.
Yep. Good luck with that.
There's the hard part.
Yeah.
Even harder than the first time.
No doubt. His EP, it's called Seven. It actually is still in the top 10 selling albums. So he's selling some full length records or,
that's,
you know, the
great,
whatever.
But he should probably call Carly Rae Jepsen and. Ask
that was
her
another.
How
was
a, she came out yeah. with her second big hit. Oh, wait.
She didn't. Mm-hmm. She never did. She did have another hit.
With Owl
with
City.
That, yeah, with that guy.
Right. But that nothing was
no.
like this.
And I every time she puts out a record, I'm like, oh, is it going to be? Nope, there isn't.
Where's that pop candy?
I know. Somebody buy her a pop candy song. Let's get this going. Business Insider has a list of celebrities who were once homeless. A little bit of hyperbole in here, because in some cases it's just famous quotes about people who were so poor they were living out of their car when they were young, struggling artists, that kind of thing. But they are rags to riches stories, so here's a few of them. You know, I immediately looked for Jim Carrey because we've heard that his whole family was living in a van for a while. He's not in the ones that they've listed here. James Cameron, when he was writing The Terminator, he was, quote, barely making ends meet, even living in his car for a time.
Wow.
Which is sort of hard to believe because that guy, you know, is behind some of the biggest movies of all time.
Right.
You got to start somewhere, right?
And worth $700 million.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lucky. Mm-hmm. Halle Berry, when she first moved to New York to become an actress at the age of 21, she ran out of money and her mom said, no, I'm not giving you any more money. You're cut off. And she stayed in a homeless shelter for a period. That's what she had to do.
Boy, I wonder how that came back at mom when she said, can I have a loan?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how their relationship is, but sometimes, you know, look, you got to tell your kids I'm not going to continue to fund you.
No, I understand, but that's a trip. Right. I mean, her mom helped her whole life. There's no reason to not give back to mom, but boy, I bet that was harsh.
Yeah.
Do I give up my dream and go home, or do I live in a homeless shelter?
Right.
Looking like I look.
Right.
Too, by the way.
Yeah. I couldn't be more beautiful.
She's Halle Berry the whole time.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm glad she didn't become a hooker.
Well, you don't know.
You're right, I don't. What the hell do I know of it? I was watching something as I was reading about The Rock this morning and his marriage. He just bought his dad a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his dad's a guy who he's very close with them. And he was like a wrestler maybe and bodybuilder also. And so The Rock always looked up to him. And the guy's just been in his corner his whole life. And I was actually surprised that he had never bought his dad a house before. But I guess this is the first. He said, I just got off the phone with my dad. He's telling me he's going to go look at houses in like North Florida or something. And that he's really nervous. He's like, I mean, the father is. Like, no one's ever bought me a house before. Like, this is so
exciting.
I know. And The Rock just seemed overjoyed. Like, just so, like, stoked that he can do that for his dad, you know?
Cash.
I would think that's one. I'm sure. Yeah. No problem. Let me write the check. Let me wire the money.
Yep.
It must be a great feeling, though, if you have great parents and they were so supportive and then suddenly, you know, your dreams come true and you're able to say, you don't have to worry anymore. I've got you now. Oh, damn, that's got to be a good feeling for everybody involved.
Right. Have you seen the picture of The Rock's dad yet?
I've seen it when he was. Oh, you got to find the one of him and The Rock when The Rock's a little boy.
He's a stud.
He is. Just look at him. He's a badass. I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. Nice. He's got like that 70s mustache going too.
Yep.
He looks like he would ruin you.
Or just wrestle you real good.
Sure. Put a knee on your neck. Yikes.
And now I throw you over here.
Yeah. And then I pick you up and throw you over here. You are like a rag doll to me. Dr. Phil was homeless. He says when he was 12, he was homeless and living in a car in Kansas City with his dad, who was interning as a psychologist.
Oh.
So his dad had no money and had a kid, and that's where they lived. Ella Fitzgerald was a homeless teenage runaway before becoming arguably the best female jazz singer of all time. Jewel, we've heard about Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
She lived on the streets after her boss fired her because she wouldn't sleep with him. So she was homeless for about a year, and during that time is when she started playing in all the coffee houses and doing anything she could
this
to make a little
San
money.
This was in San Diego, where I lived at the time.
Yeah. Oh. Let's hear some Jewel. Soon you will see. It's pretty.
I know, it is.
She was one of the funnest interviews we ever did, too. She was just, like, game to play, and I think she did some new song that she had coming out. And Intuition or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was great. Jennifer Lopez, she left home when she had an argument with her mom over becoming a dancer and started sleeping on the sofa at her dance studio. She says, I was homeless, but I told my mom this is what I have to do. At least she had a roof over her head, someplace to go stay.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that before she became a fly girl?
Yes, probably. Harry Houdini. I don't know much about Harry Houdini other than, you know, he was a magician who What was his deal? He said he could take a punch by anybody, but then somebody sucker punched him when he didn't have his muscles all tightened up or something in the stomach, and he wound up dying.
You know more about him than I do.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. Is that right?
Something like that. Brennan's researching it. Yeah. He ran away from home when he was 12 by jumping on a freight train. So I'm out of here.
Like a hobo.
A few years later, he moved back in with his dad, but they were so poor that he just panhandled to get money when he was a little kid. Steve Harvey lived in his car for 3 years in the 80s. He'd wash up in hotel bathrooms, gas stations, swimming pool showers.
Oh, wow.
3 years is a long run.
It is.
Some of the time when I hear people say this, and I'm not trying to take anybody's story away from them, but you could live in your car for a week and it counts to say you lived in your car.
Right.
3 years is...
That's serious time spent in your car.
Yeah. Right.
It's awful. Cars are not a comfortable place to live.
No. Nope.
I mean, maybe a van would be a little bit more comfortable.
Although even a car is better than not a car.
Right. Car is better than a box.
Right.
Did you find anything on Harry?
Appendix is how he died. A ruptured appendix.
Mm. Mm.
The punch?
It doesn't say from the punch. I'll look that up.
Well,
now.
I've heard that story. What the hell do I know? Hillary Swank lived in a car with her mother when she was a teenager. They were saving up for an apartment in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I guess, maybe they moved there to try to get her famous or something. But they had to live in a car for a while. Maybe that was a week, Vinny. I don't know. And Drew Carey was once homeless in Vegas. He sold plasma for $40.
Oh, wow.
And looked for a spare change to buy boxed mac and cheese to cook on his outdoor stove, I guess. So there you go. A couple rags to riches stories there. The bagel guy?
Yeah.
Calling him the angry bagel guy now. He was being called the bagel boss, but then I guess there's some line of bagel shops called the bagel boss.
He's not affiliated with them. He just started doing videos from their location, or the one that went viral was from their location.
From a bagel boss.
Right. Oh.
And they said, please do not call yourself the bagel boss. You are not the boss of the bagels.
So they cease and desisted him,
did.
Huh?
So they've changed his name to the Angry Bagel Guy because he's going to fight. He's fighting Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra is going to kill him.
No doubt about it. I mean, this guy looks like you could push. He just looks like a little angry tempest in a teapot. His name's Chris Morgan. He has not even entered the ring yet for his celebrity boxing match against Lenny Dykstra. And he's taken a loss over the viral nickname. So I have a poster for the fight, which is happening September 28th. This is just one of those celebrity boxing tournaments that they put together here and there.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of is, who's the girl who bashed Nancy Kerrigan?
Harding.
Tanya Harding. She did one of those.
Yeah, I mean,
DEF
list.
Oh,
stars.
And Danny Bonaducci used to do them, right?
Yeah.
He was actually... Them.
Well, he's an angry little thing.
Yeah. He is. So let's see,
like Farrah, Teen Mom.
Oh yeah,
supposed to be coming up with one.
Although she hasn't even done one yet.
No, I think they had to switch off to someone else.
Bogus. Is doing the fights now too.
Yeah, supposedly she was getting ready a few months ago.
That seems dangerous
but
if you have implants.
Someone else
back
to I know.
Forget the implants, all
everything.
The face surgery
yeah,
they have done.
Exactly.
I mean, if you spend all that money to get your face fixed up,
right? Why would you let someone punch it?
Money?
Yeah, oh, that's right. I forgot money. Anyway, so Lenny Dykstra is going to kill this guy, and I guess that'll make him more
I'm
famous.
Sure they'll run in.
I did some more research.
Oh, did you?
So I think the ruptured appendix was from all the ab blows. Eventually led to that.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what started it.
So it wasn't one final, because I had heard that he, you know, would say, we're talking about Harry Houdini of all people, because he was on the Rags to Riches Stories things. But that he would say, I can take a punch from anybody, mm-hmm. but he would tighten up his stomach.
Yeah.
And then one guy punched him when he wasn't ready for
it. Yeah, I think they said he had a sprained ankle, and then he wasn't in the proper position. He wasn't ready for the blow, and they got him. And then it just one thing led to another, and he was out for a while, and then went to the doctor, and they said, you have a ruptured appendix. You need to do this and that. He didn't do it.
Oh.
And then that's how he went. That's where it started, though.
Bummer.
That gets toxic, right?
Yeah. Well, it's leaking crap right into your bowels, right, or outside of your bowels, I should say. So Aziz Ansari is just doing so much better.
What do you mean?
He's just doing better. Like, he's, for about a year now, he's been dating this Danish chick. They were hanging out in the Spanish Isle of Formentera.
This is, you're saying he's doing better since being accused of being the worst date ever.
Right. Which I didn't even think qualified as a hashtag Me Too thing. And some lady just, you know, kind of anonymously said he tried to make a move on me and now I'm flipping out about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, but you were on a date. Like, people do make moves. If you say no and they stop.
I don't know.
Where's the problem? She said no, he stopped. That was that.
He took it hard.
Well, he did. You don't want that stink on you.
Right.
But now he's been with this chick for a year, and they're having a great time. They seem really happy. Here they are on the beach in Spain.
Is this a trick?
No.
What's happening here?
Her name is Serena Campbell. You go to a topless beach, everyone takes their top off. It's unattractive the way TMZ puts little squares over the nipples.
Yeah, they should be like round.
Yeah, they should at least make them look like the nipple.
Or a happy face, something
right,
like that.
Right, a little, sure. That'd be fun. Little emojis, little heart emojis over each nipple.
Yeah, that would have been even better,
But there they are walking. This is one of the first times these two were spotted together was in 2018. They showed up at the U.S. Open Championship, Tennis Championship in New York City. He's also made references to her in his latest stand-up special, which is currently airing on Netflix. And it looks like everybody's happy for him. I'm happy for him. Good for him. He found a nice girlfriend.
Looks like she's a 29-year-old PhD student in physics.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, and has quite a nice little rig.
Yeah.
They're going topless.
Oh, she does. I was like, what?
He looks okay.
He's got a dad bod.
But he looks like he's thinned out quite a bit.
Yeah, he was a little.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
A little.
All right.
Looking good.
It's all good.
Sure. It's fine. Don't worry.
I don't know. Not that I'm in any kind of shape to be saying anything to anybody. But when men's boobs get soft, you feel like you could just.
Oh boy.
Oh, ow! What are you?
Why would you do that?
Very different from The Rock's dad, right there.
You know what I mean? You do that. The Rock. He does that to your head. Squeezes your. Pulls a Game of Thrones on you. Explode your head. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The temperature you should keep your house or not.
Oh.
Also, moose meat for sex.
What?
Right. After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37, and it's Get Her Done Tuesday morning. Check out the Johnny Mosley podcast. There's new episodes that go up every Monday at RadioAlice.com. That's a podcast that Johnny Mosley does at my house with me and Bryn and my husband, Guitar John. He has his own little persona now. He loves it. We were doing the secret show at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, and a couple people came up to John like, "Oh, John, oh, Guitar John." He's like, "Oh, well, here I am my guitar." So check it out. It drops a new episode every Monday at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years. And the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So the Jeffrey Epstein story didn't end when his life did. This is the guy who was found hung in a jail cell.
When he was supposed to be on suicide watch and checked every few minutes.
They now say he did, in fact, die by suicide. So all of
they are saying that.
They're saying that. All the conspiracy theory people, myself included, seems weird.
Even the thing I read yesterday was about there's certain bones broken in his neck that would happen through strangulation by hand rather than hanging.
I believe the coroner had ruled it was suicide.
All right. There it is then. I'll buy it. I guess.
Oh, there it is. The 66-year-old's death was ruled a suicide by hanging last week by the New York's chief medical examiner. So then it comes out, just the new news, or some of the new news, is that he was able to completely have all his holdings put into a trust, a protected trust, to keep the money from being given to his victims. And one of the things I read this morning, I don't have it in front of me, but I was like getting that, I think I'm going to barf feeling. Someone in France sent him two 12-year-old girls as a birthday gift. Flew them in.
Oh, my God.
To New York for
so
him.
So that guy goes to jail too, right?
Well, I don't know that.
Oh, my God.
But that's one of the stories one of his victims is telling, is that they're saying, yeah, I saw the girls that he got as a birthday gift. So now you're talking about, well, she's saying she saw it, but it's not. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to prove that. I don't know if they can prove that.
Wow.
But that is...
Unless those 12-year-old girls come forward.
Surface, right.
Right.
So that's
that
something
is
that
unbelievable.
This guy... This, that adds to the list of things where you just go... How did people, knowing this guy's behavior, ever stand next to him for a photo op?
Right.
Money.
We're talking about, well, but these big people still, you'd money. Think they'd protect themselves from...
Right. Well, I mean, I
guess... At the very least, because they know he's a scumbag.
Well, it seems like, especially after 08, when he was actually convicted, even though the sentence that he got was a slap on the wrist, that post that, then they would have to say, okay, I know about this. I wonder if he was given so much money to these political campaigns and given a lot of money so that when he eventually did get in trouble, he'd be able to get off the hook. I wonder if before that there was some kind of deniability that they could... Or maybe they didn't know. I mean, you would not associate with a person who was known to be doing that. But some... Who would send two 12-year-old girls to a man?
Some sicko like him.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Epstein signed the 21-page document August 8th. Less than 48 hours later, he was found dead in his cell.
And that's not something that a judge can undo and say, I'm so sorry, but that's part of
it'll
what that guy's holdings
are. It'll be interesting to figure out. He shouldn't be able to because he's
incarcerated.
He shouldn't be able to. His lawyers are the people who helped him do that should be known.
Yeah.
Lawyers representing the women who claim they were sexually abused by Epstein when they were teenagers, are following the existence of this will because they believe they are owed him money by him.
Right.
And now that he's dead, it's the only thing they can get. That's the only justice for them, they say, is to... They deserve the money, and they want it.
Right.
That's their justice. So we'll see. But that's the latest there.
Wow, great news.
Some lawyer said, I can figure out how to help you hide your money.
Even the why, dude, you're going away for life, and in your mind you're going to kill yourself.
His estate was valued at $578 million, $56 million of it in cash. And there's a breakdown. I don't have it all in front of me because my iPad keeps changing pages on me. But
rotten thing.
The breakdown's actually listed there of what was in
assets,
real estate, what
right.
was in cash, what was in. There were, I think he had some planes or something.
Island.
Yeah,
two islands.
Ton of stuff. So.
Oh, what a wonderful life that guy had! How marvelous for him! I am so glad he's dead. I mean, not for the victims because I'm sure they wanted to see him in court, but.
Energy consumption is a thing, as we all hear stories every day about how we're damaging the planet and how we use everything. So this story is interesting. There's a new report out from Energy Star, which is the EPA program that promotes energy efficiency.
Right. You always get a little rating on the side of an appliance that you buy or whatever.
It has new recommendations for where you should be setting your thermostat.
Okay.
78 degrees when you're home, 85 degrees when you're not home.
This is for like an AC unit?
And 82 at night.
Oh boy. That's so
In hot places, really hot places.
I conquered.
And I don't even consider ourselves hot place by comparison to either Southern Cal or Nevada.
Sure.
Yeah. Phoenix.
And then you go on to the East Coast where that humidity is murder and tell them that set it for 82 at night. Good luck getting any sleep.
Right.
If it's 82.
Well, unless you're just sleeping in a on a net bed where air can circulate around you or something with no sheets on top of you. God, it's just the worst to be too hot in bed. It's
it
just,
really is.
One person commented, I see we've decided to give up on sleeping or having pets that aren't native to the rainforest.
I know your dog panting all night.
82 when you're sleeping?
Yeah, no. Well, we do live for our comfort, don't we? I mean, there were days when there was no air conditioning and people slept in the hundreds. We're such babies now. I don't care. I admit it freely. I'm a baby. And we've been, you know, we try to set it at 76. I know. Well, it gets really, you know, if we don't set the AC, it'll be 80, 82 in the house.
Mel Valley doesn't even get that hot, does it?
I know. It, but the house just heats up, you know? Like, during the day, it always feels cooler in the house, but then as the sun goes in, even when you open up the windows, it just, it's almost like it's heating up. So we set it for 76, and for me, I'm just like, oh my God, please, can we set it for 72?
John's like, no.
This isn't the first professor in the history of the world to offer better grades in exchange for sex.
Oh. Just the latest we found out about.
But the bribes do get weird here. There's a guy named Shamal Fernandopoli.
Oh.
Fernandopoli.
Fernandopoli.
Yeah. Fernandopoli. Okay. Yes. He's a professor, a professor at Cape Breton University in Nova Scotia, Canada. He was just fired after a student complained that he told her he would give her better grades if she had sex with him or gave him moose meat. Either one. Your call.
So she has to go kill a moose and cut them and give him the meat or bang him.
She said no to the sex, but did bring him some moose meat.
Oh.
Once she handed it over, he really started pushing for the nook. Like, yeah.
But she held up her end of the bargain.
The next day, right. So the next day she complained. Another student who had the same experience also corroborated the story. And he was fired immediately.
Oh, good.
Moose meat. You ever eat that?
No.
You like eating weird stuff.
I don't think
Bryn does. Bryn, have you eaten moose?
I haven't tried moose meat. No, I don't remember trying that.
Huh.
I have no idea.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I'll try it if it was around. Why not? If it was in front of me.
I bet it's pretty good.
Why? Yeah. Why do you bet that?
I don't know. It seems like it would be good. Deer is good, you know.
Deer's good?
Yeah, I've eaten venison a lot of times.
All right.
Have you never had that?
I would never.
My uncle is a hunter, and so often we would go to their house and have venison burgers or
I'm not
what
trying
they
to
had for meat.
Add more meats to my diet. Mm. I'd like to remove them.
You'd try some moose meat, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would try it. I've never had it. I was thinking, I guess I've had buffalo before.
Yeah, I've had buffalo.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's a little heavier
time,
or something. Or
say it was tough.
Oh,
but people say it depends on how you make it.
Did you have it as a steak? I got a buffalo burger.
I had it. I think it was just pieces. We were at American Indian Celebration, and that's what they were serving.
I see.
What were we talking about? Was it someone that you knew that was dating a guy who would never take was never pictured with his hat off? I forget why we were talking about.
No, that was an email. I think that was an email.
Oh, it was an email.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Sarah?
I vaguely remember having a conversation about this, but
whatever. You did a story about dog fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Dog fishing. And then someone texted in saying they were going on a date tonight, that night, with someone, but all the pictures that she was seeing from this online dude
was with his hat.
Right, and I was saying...
They were saying hat fishing, so the girl's friend said, he's hat fishing you. And she never wrote us back to tell us how that date went.
Oh, yeah, how'd the date go?
So,
and was he, in fact, a bald dude?
Yeah, right.
It's my belief he's just trying to hold it in and not be seen. And I knew a guy who was like, he'd be doing a girl, would not take his hat off.
Huh.
Go to sleep at her house and...
Hats get stinky. It's so sad. Yeah, it is sad.
It's sad. That's embarrassing. Like, the hairdo thing is...
I heard a report this morning on KCBS that kimchi will give you thicker hair.
I heard that, too.
What's kimchi, the stuff they put on...
It's like fermented cabbage of some kind.
Yes, exactly.
Some kind of cabbage-y thing.
Cabbage, yes.
It's like a Korean thing, isn't it?
Korean.
I eat kimchi. Mm-hmm. My son makes kimchi stuff. Mm-hmm. And apparently, it'll grow your hair back, Finn.
For
I don't
men
want my
and
hair
women?
Back.
For I don't know. They just did a whole report on it. See if see if you can find it.
There's a study on men, I think.
Maybe the hat fishing guy can just eat a bunch of kimchi.
Well, and it might be important enough for him to do that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it is if he's hat fishing.
Right.
You know. You either got to own it and rock it or, you know, eat your kimchi.
So my question to you is that this is the next level.
Okay.
You ever do a guy who wore glasses and he kept them on? Kept them on.
You know, I have the opposite that happened. The guy was wearing contact lenses and was cute. And then we got back to his house and he took out his contacts and put his glasses on. I was like, I gotta go.
Yikes. Oh, so you didn't? You didn't?
I think I might have, but I can't really remember. But I was
so he did wear glasses when he did you.
I wasn't. Yeah, he had his glasses on.
All right. Well, that's...
He wanted to be able to see everything, I guess.
Well, that's it. So the question is, have you been with a guy who wore glasses and then kept them on because he wanted to see what he was up to?
I don't think so.
Most people take their glasses off.
Big, thick Coke bottle glasses with them. His eyes look so...
Magnify eyes.
10% always leave them on, but most people take them off.
Yeah.
When
well, they're in the
naked.
Way, you know? They're
Yeah, but you want to see.
Sure.
I mean...
See with your fingers, baby. Oh.
Can you say that?
Yeah,
did
that's
you have to
you know,
that?
Yeah, it didn't
it's
go
like
anywhere.
No, it didn't. That's nothing.
Oh, it's nothing.
Sure.
All right.
I was reading the chick with the hat fishing was listening.
Oh, what did she say about the date? She loved that guy?
Update on the hat fishing date. Guy canceled on me last minute.
Oh! That bastard.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, listen, the guy cancels on you last minute on your very first date, you've just been saved.
Or he was listening to this.
Oh, maybe.
The main reason people leave their glasses on is so they can see their partner's face.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. All I could think of is parent sex now often happens in way darker scenarios than I want it to be.
Oh, right. You like to see all the stuff.
Well, I want to see all the stuff, and it's always
you don't want
like,
the kid to burst in and get the full view, though.
I got a moment
for Hollywood.
And I'm not going to turn it down, and it's usually nighttime, and it's usually lock the door. Oh, God. It's a whole thing.
Be quiet.
You just don't get to see as much of the stuff as you like.
No more jumping off the bureau.
You know what you see is that baby monitor right there.
Oh, yeah, that is the light you're doing it
oh,
by.
No,
you're,
the
you're
arms right. moving. Don't move.
Oh, that's right. They're all video now.
Yeah, it's all video.
They'd just be squawking coming from it. It's like, hurry, he's starting to wake up.
Hurry.
Oh, my God.
It's supposed to be the opposite.
No doubt, but your parents now.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Did you guys talk about Big Brother? Now we all know why Sis doesn't talk a lot. My favorite line was,
she's so dumb.
I don't know how to make an eggplant.
She's such a dummy. She's adorable. She seems like a very nice person, but man.
Does she?
Sure, she seems nice enough. I don't know.
All right.
She's pretty. And she's like, oh, Mickey, I want to talk to you. She sits down. And she's like, so first of all, I don't want to go on the block. And I had something else. And second of all.
Right.
I don't know. And then she can't come up with anything else to say.
No, I think she's gorgeous. I agree with the people. But there was a moment where she said something that I find it so unattractive when people go, if I wanted Mickey, I'd had him.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
I hated that too.
You're so lame. Okay, yes, but you don't need to say that into it. You shouldn't say that at
period.
All.
Period.
But to say that into a camera is so ugly.
Right. It's gross.
That you just go,
I can have anyone I want.
Because
even though I'm dumb, I'm super hot.
Yeah, I was super was turned off by that and just went, okay, now I know why you've kept your.
Right.
Unfortunately, now there's.
I had Jack.
There's not enough people for her to hide anymore.
Yeah, well, right. Everyone's getting their time on camera now because there aren't. It's not deep enough.
So that guy's going to get rid of. I don't quite understand. Oh, are we out of time? I don't quite understand why he didn't just put up the two people he wanted out. Why he put up a pawn when.
I think he really wants the one girl out.
Right.
And I think that because he put Annalise up so that if anybody comes off, he can put Nick up. Is that who you're thinking? Because those.
Yeah, but I just was thinking, so fine, the guy gets pulled off, yeah. But they both know they're enemies. They both know that.
Yeah.
So it's the only reason you wouldn't put him up is you don't want to let play your card that you want him out, but he knows you want him out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was surprised by that.
I was surprised to see that Nick was a therapist.
He doesn't seem like...
He doesn't seem like he... we always call him the, you know, the world's most dim-witted android. Like, he's so... He has the weirdest way of talking about things, and I'm going to be the guy who puts him down. I have a bunch of ideas about how I'm going to do that. Like, he's so... He's such a weird dude.
His behavior isn't well thought, though.
No.
When you look at it, you go, you're not selling your practice, whatever that is. I don't know if...
Yeah, what kind of therapist?
I don't want to even guess.
Yeah. Nope, me either.
Because the people who hold those jobs are going to be all, hey!
Yep.
High school counselors are cool, too. I don't know what he does.
Know.
What could he
I
be doing?
I have no idea.
Who's he counseling?
Who,
what is
right.
this?
Right. What people are coming to that guy for therapy?
Hook up with the one girl, then after she's thrown out, be weird and hooking up with other girls, right? Or kind of...
Sort of, trying to.
And then the whole thing he's doing with the other guy, was that a show of that he's comfortable with his sexuality where he's like, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, he
where
cuddles with Tommy all the time.
Oh.
Like on Tommy's chest going, this is the best in the world. I was just
You're
going.
You're the best cuddler ever.
Yeah,
you are the best cuddler. This is very comfortable for me right now. I have no problem with gay people.
Huh. It was like, that's what I thought. It was like for show.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. You know, and Tommy, if I was Tommy, I'd be like, get away from me, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all trapped in that house together. They got to try and make it work. It's a great show. I didn't talk about it because Vinny wasn't here, and I have no support from the rest of the crew.
What?
My love of that show.
I act interested.
Thank
she
you.
Does.
For you are an excellent
really
actress.
Good at acting interested.
She does. She pulls out her little list of people.
I got to... Put the name and the face together to go, oh, okay, I remember that person.
Well, the next episode's tomorrow night. And it has to be getting, I mean, sometime in September it'll be over and then you guys will be in the clear.
Well, that's when Survivor starts.
Survivor,
yeah,
right?
I know. I'm so excited. Can't wait for Survivor.
I'll watch the Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, that'll be coming
whenever
up.
Whenever that
in,
is.
If they do it again, I
know,
hope they do.
They
it'll be coming
to.
Up in January or February.
Yeah.
Love that. God, I love that show. Hey, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, you want to own a car that Billy Joe used to own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a cool one. I can't wait to show it to you, Vin.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.